Ja, liebe Ulmer Basketballfans, heute hier zu Gast im Podcast von Ratio Farm Ulm, Troy Copain.
Hello, hello, thank you for having me.
The first thing we have to talk about, das erste, worüber wir reden müssen, ist Treasure. Everybody is talking about Treasure, your little Rottweiler puppy. Mm-hmm. Verrat uns mal, warum du dir einen Hund gekauft hast. Why you bought a dog?
So growing up, I always wanted a dog. Like, I never had one in my household. My mom, she had a childhood story growing up. She got bit by a big dog.
Okay.
Never really liked the dog growing up. So, and then I was playing AAU basketball, travel basketball. So we never had time. And I told myself, like, man, I always want a dog. Like, I want a dog. And there's always been, you know, places to get a dog, pit bulls, German shepherds. But I'm like, nah, like, I want a Rottweiler, like this, a girl Rottweiler. And coming out to Germany, I had found out that they had this city called Rottweiler.
Rottweiler, yes.
And then I was like, wow, they're German bred dogs. Like, they're from here. The price was great. I'm like, wow, nah, I can't beat it. Like, I got to get it. And it was just time. Like, it was no setup. It was no, like, am I ready to have a dog? It was like, man, you get a dog, get it, and then the rest will follow.
Zu Hause bei Copains gab es keine Hunde, weil die Mama hatte Angst vor Hunden. Sie war von einem großen Hund gebissen worden, deswegen keine Hunde. Und er wollte schon immer so einen kräftigen Hund haben, ein bisschen Pitbull, deutscher Schäferhund, Rottweiler. Und als er nach Deutschland gekommen ist, habe ich gesagt, wow, hey, hier gibt es eine Stadt, die Rottweil heißt. Es gibt Rottweiler Hunde. Dann schlage ich zu. But you're a basketball pro. It's not easy having a dog if you're single. Wie machst du das als Basketballprofi mit dem Hund?
It is tough. I'm thankful for the people around that help me watch her while I go to practice and while we have games. It's definitely not easy, but yeah, I'm just trying to figure out as best as I can until there's a solid, you know, situation back home.
You got a puppy sitter?
Yeah, I have a puppy sitter, and then Dylan. Okay. Dylan had his dog here, and his lady watched her for a little bit. Yeah, and then
kind of Ratio Farm Ulm dog community, right?
Yeah.
Dylan hat ja auch einen Hund. Der hat einen, ich glaube, der hat einen Doodle, Golden Doodle.
Yeah, Golden Doodle. Yeah.
Dylans Freundin passt dann mit auf die Kleine auf. So tell us a little about Treasure.
She's a ball of energy, man.
like you a little?
Yeah, 100%. She's a girl, 3 months, and she's a diva. She makes me so happy, and when she's in her own world, she's running around the house, running outside. But on the other side, the diva side, she still blatantly ignores me. she still likes to do her own thing. She sits down on walks, but that's a part of puppy life. But, you know, it comes with it.
Also er sagt, im Augenblick ist sie noch eine Diva. Sie ist sehr süß, wird 3 Monate alt, immer freudig, aber hat ihren eigenen Kopf. Wie machst du es mit der Hundeerziehung? How you do the dog education? You're going to, no dog schools in Corona times, right?
Yeah, nah, I think right now I'm pretty good. I've done my research. I've looked, you know, watched
Google
videos. Yeah, Google.
All and that. YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Dr. Google and YouTube helped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's helping me so far with the little things, yeah. You know, the nose, the sits. That's kind of how I get my day started before okay. practice. We're up at about 7:30.
Okay. That's very early for a basketball pro.
Yeah, it's okay. we're up at about 7:30. We run around the house a little bit. Then I take her to go to the bathroom. And then around like 8:30, she eats. Okay. And then
go out because yeah, they yeah. don't have to do something in the
in the house. We don't do that in the house. Yeah. Nah, we don't play that. And then we go outside. We take like a long walk, like a good 30, 40 minutes
okay.
walk. Yeah, and then play. Boom, and then I get ready to go
sounds
to practice.
Like a full-time job.
It is.
Ja, also er sagt, also er steht früh morgens auf, 7:30 Uhr, dann wird so ein bisschen gespielt, dann geht's ins Badezimmer und dann raus, so gegen 8, halbe, dreiviertel Stunde spazieren und dann zum Training. When is the last walk out? Wann gehst du abends dann raus mit ihr nochmal, before she goes to sleep?
I take her outside about 9. We do like a good 15, 20 minute walk around the neighborhood.
Ja. Yeah.
And then when she get back to the house, if she knows if she wants to go inside, she'll go to the door. But if not, we'll stay out. And she ends up going to sleep at about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then...
you know a lot of her.
Yeah, and then like 12:30, before I get ready to go to bed,
okay.
I take her out again, okay. Wake her up out of sleep, let her do what she has to do before bed, and then we sleep all the way through the night at about 1.
But you're more dog than a cat type, right?
I'm not against cats. I like all animals. I'm really an animal guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I love all animals. All the TV shows.
You had other animals as a child?
Nein, never, because of basketball.
Troy sagt, er mag Tiere, auch Katzen, aber immer Basketball gespielt, keine Zeit für irgendwelche Tiere.
Yeah, my whole life, AAU, no time. We was always on the road traveling up and down the East Coast playing. So it was tough to have an animal, but like all my friends had animals, fish, birds, rabbits. And then I always like going to the zoo. I think the zoo is one of my...
Okay.
The zoo is one of my things to help me calm down, like a coping mechanism, just to go see how they wildlife lives, just to see how they do it besides TV.
Also Troy Copain, ein großer Tierfreund, viel Zeit im Zoo verbracht, weil er wenig Zeit hatte, Tiere zu haben. Das hat ihn runtergebracht, das hat ihn fokussiert. So no zoo here, a little one.
Nah, when I first got here,
yeah.
One weekend we had off, I drove to Stuttgart. I went to the zoo Wilhelma? There. Yeah,
that's very nice.
They got a gorilla.
Yeah,
gorilla is my first favorite animal. Right, I love
but
the gorilla.
But not for your home, right?
Not for my home. But they have a gorilla sanctuary.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you see all the gorillas in a big open place, and I stood there for like 40 minutes because of Corona. The people had to come in and tell me they had to say. Oh, excuse me, sir, your time is...
You have to leave. Also Troy völlig fasziniert vom Gorilla-Haus, yeah. Das ja wirklich was Besonderes ist in der Wilhelma, die Menschenaffen. Und er war da so lang, dass man ihn rausgeschmissen hat, weil laut Corona-Richtlinien das nicht sein kann. You haven't seen so much yet because of Corona, but yes, now you're here for like 7 months, 8 months?
Eight months? Yeah.
Ja, jetzt ist er 8 Monate hier. You feel a little home in Germany?
Yeah,
little,
I do. I do. I know my way around town, everywhere that I need to go, all the food spots. When I do eat out, you know, you can always go down to the city, especially when it was warm. I had walked the church. I went down there a couple of times, me and John. It was nice. It's a small town, but it feels like very comforting.
You're John, very close?
Yes, very close. Me and John played my first year out of college. We played in Lakeland together with the G League, with the Orlando Magic for 2 years. And then last year... He was in Israel while I was in Israel, but his team was probably about 45 minutes away from me. And he drove down to me almost every weekend, or I would go up there for like dinner or something. And then in New York, where my dad lives and where he lives, is 3 minutes away from each other.
Ah, come on.
Literally.
So all around the world, you're very close to John Petrucelli?
Very close. This last 4 years has been amazing. We've grown. It's just a bond that can't be broken anymore.
Troy sagt, sie haben früher schon zusammen gespielt, dann in Israel, 45 Minuten voneinander entfernt, haben sich immer wieder besucht und noch der Vater in New York, nur 3 Minuten weg, also mittlerweile eine ganz enge Geschichte. So what makes him special? What makes John so special for you? Was macht ihn so speziell?
Just the way he carries himself. He's a little older than me, he got me by 3 years. And just the way he handles his business, his work ethic, his mentality off the court.
Is the same off the court than on the court? Is it the same between?
Yes, that's just him. He's about getting things done the correct way, the way it's supposed to be done.
That's very German.
Yeah, the way he, on the court, you see him, I'm going to play defense, I'm going to get this stop, I'm going to score the ball, I'm going to knock this shot down. When we get home, today I'm going to walk my dog, do some work, take a nap, work out, and then we can hang out. Okay. That's John.
Also sehr fokussiert, John Petrucelli, und Troy hat was von ihm ein bisschen gelernt, 3 Jahre älter. Your other teammates, you like them?
Yeah, I like them all. I feel like we've grown.
Come on, you just
know. Nah, all of them. I think we all have different personalities, yes, and we all were different at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now we've all come to one, you know. The way people handle this, you go to them. The way people handle this, you go to them. You don't go to everybody about the same thing. And I think that's where we kind of blend in, because we all relate to same scenarios, we just do it differently.
Sehr verschiedene Typen. Es hat eine Zeit lang gedauert und mittlerweile passt das eigentlich sehr gut. We as Ratio Farm Ulm fans very interested in what you think about Per Günther, because he's a part of us.
Per, the statistics, the numbers say it for themselves, right? He's a legend here, been here for a long time, 13 years, can score at will. Done a lot for the organization, but it's the off the court things that kind of got me. It was like, wow,
Pete. You got a little strange kind of humor, right?
Strange humor, but depending on to people, to okay. Us, well, to me, what shocked me was, you know, he invited us over for dinner. He can cook.
You remember what he cooked for you? Also er hat wohl gekocht für die Mannschaft.
So for Thanksgiving he made some Parmesan crusted macaroni and cheese and it was amazing. Oh my goodness. Then he invited me and John over. We had some chicken sandwiches with the brioche buns. With the special sauce
chicken
that he made.
Chicken sandwiches with brioche. He baked them himself?
No, he fried them.
He fried them?
With his own batter. Own breadcrumbs and special sauce, and it was.
What's about your cooking abilities?
Yeah, mine's amazing. I cook every day. So when I first got here, I was kind of like a little bit big on the big side, as Coach would say, for weight.
Am Anfang, als er kam, hatte er etwas zu viel Gewicht, hat der Coach gesagt.
Yeah, he said it's not American basketball, like it's European basketball. You gotta cut some pounds. Like let's get to 95 kilos.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. So I got to looking. And then in the summer, me and John, we did this thing called the Whole30 diet. Okay. Whole30 diet is no carbs, no sugar, no dairy.
Also keine Kohlenhydrate, kein Zucker, keine Milchprodukte.
Yeah, and
so nothing's left.
Yeah, you just only have meat and veggies. Meat, okay. Veggies, eggs.
Also nur Fleisch, Gemüse und Eier.
Yeah. So,
and fruit.
Right, and fruit. Yeah, fruit. Natural sugars.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, Coach, like I can get to 95 before Christmas. Like, playing. Like, I can do this. We did it in the summer, and okay. I had cut some pounds down. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, I could do this. We found out about the butcher. Per told us about the butcher called Geidengim.
Geidengim.
Yeah, that.
Es gab diese Diät, dann hat Per einen sehr guten Neu-Ulmer Metzger empfohlen.
We go there once a week, me and John. I'm like, this is the best spot in Ulm right now. Like, the meat is so fresh. They got everything. Chicken, steak, lamb chops, the lamb chops.
No.
So I just start doing that. And I'm like, make the meat, make the veggies, and I'm good. So I stayed on that. So I hit 95, and then I've just been staying with it ever since. Cook every night. Some days I have my days where I go out to eat, Buddha Kitchen, China Walk. But other than that, nah, I cook every day.
Also die Diät, die Jakalakovic angemahnt hat, hat dazu geführt, dass Troy Copain es tatsächlich gesund kocht, sich bei einem niedergelassenen Metzger ordentliches Fleisch holt und dann selber kocht. So. Very good. Yeah. So we have to have a big barbecue if the corona time is over.
Yeah.
And we can cook and eat together. All here in the Ulmers or in the Orange Campus.
Yeah, of course.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
So now in this time of the season, we have playoffs in front of us, the Pokal. How you feel as a basketball player?
Individually, I feel good. We have a good stretch going right now. We grew as a team. We're helping each other, clapping for each other, you know, talking each other up. And I think that's carried on to where we are right now. It, of course, one game at a time. Or there's no, like, we still got 4 more months left. Like, we get in business for another month, and then let's not part our ways early.
Okay.
And mentally, I think that is helping us grow, you know, as a unit.
Sie haben ein gemeinsames Ziel. Sie gehen den Weg gemeinsam im Augenblick. Sie schauen noch gar nicht drauf, dass man wieder auseinandergeht, sondern wir wollen viel gemeinsam erreichen. As a team, you go and step by step further, and you as a point guard, you made as well steps in this season. Also, hast du das Gefühl, auch Schritte gemacht zu haben als Point Guard in dieser Saison?
Yeah, of course. From the beginning, just learning, and feeling more comfortable with the European game. It's way different than in the States, and how, as a point guard, reading the pick and roll, you know, where your spots are on the court, because there's always a big man in the paint with no 3 seconds. So, and then having Coach by my side, you know, Coach is a legend. He was in Barcelona for a long time, has a couple championships. He tried to tell me how to play the game.
Also Troy sagt, es ist natürlich sehr anders als in Amerika. Dort spielen wir viel Pick and Roll, die Big Men stehen in der Zone, es gibt die 3 Sekunden nicht. Man muss sich sehr umgewöhnen. Und dann Jakalakovic als einer der erfolgreichsten Point Guards in Europa, der in Barcelona hochgespielt hat, der einem dann erklärt, wie das Spiel ist. It's really so different?
No, the spots are the same. Where everybody's going to be is still the same. It's just how to do it. If you watch how in the beginning of the season, me running the pick and roll and then how Pear runs the pick and roll, it was different.
It's very different,
right?
Yes.
When I would run it, I would stop, look, check my reads, see what's going on. When Pear do it, he would get off the screen first, get around the big, and then see, right? And I can see how Coach wants that for both of us. He wants to do it because Pear is successful. He was successful. So now I feel like they're both trying to bring me to be successful. And only way to do that is to listen.
Am Anfang der Saison war es völlig anders. Er ist hingelaufen, hat gestoppt, hat erstmal geguckt und Pierre hat völlig anders agiert auf dem Feld. Er hat sich's bei Pierre angeschaut, er hat sich's von Jaka angehört und ist jetzt sehr viel weiter. So you like this kind of basketball?
Yeah, I like all kind of basketball. You gotta adapt to however you play. I'm just happy to be playing, especially during this pandemic, still being able to perform and play the game that I love, especially in another country, visiting another culture, seeing how it operates, and then, you know, just being able to do what I do and provide for my family.
Es ist einfach eine tolle Sache, also auch zu diesen Pandemiezeiten seinen Job machen zu können, hier Basketball zu spielen, auch noch in einem anderen Land. Another thing is the campus. What do you think about this project? Was denkst du denn über das Projekt Orange Campus?
I think this is great, especially for the town that we are in, small town. As soon as you come off the highway, it's right there. If you need to get access to it, very simple, 3 floors, gym.
Yeah.
Everything that you want is in here, sauna, weights, running, anything. He's got 3.
If you imagine that you're a child and you can go to practice with the pros, is that very special?
Yeah, you get to see, it's like motivation.
Yeah.
You get to see if the people around you are talking about being a professional and what it takes to get to that level. Mm-hmm. When as a child coming out and seeing the professionals walk through the gym or seeing, you know, them coming out the weight room, like it makes you want to do that. Like, mm-hmm. Well, I got to do this to get there. And there's a lot of people that are involved with the game of basketball. So you got all the coaches from all the teams that are here. Like I see Anton from Pro B. The tall coach, Jake's father.
Chris Ansmanium?
Yeah, he's always around. So it's knowledge everywhere. Coach Yaka's here. Coach Morris is here. Coach Ty is here. It's a lot of knowledge of the game around, and if it was open, people would be more like excited, you know.
Es ist wirklich was Besonderes hier im Orange Campus zu sein. Sehr motivierend sicherlich für junge Spielerinnen und Spieler zu sehen. Hey, das sind die Pros. Was muss man tun, um es zu tun? Die Coaches, die hier sind, nicht nur sein Coach Jaka Lakovic und Ty McCoy, sondern auch natürlich Leute wie Anton Gabell, wie Chris Ansminger. Alles sehr motivierend. Und wenn denn nur hier wieder Betrieb ist, dann wäre das eine ganz, ganz großartige Sache. And you're part of it. That's really nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
Now we have a few random questions.
Uh-huh.
7 questions, 7 answers, and then your
first number?
Yes.
10. It's my favorite number.
Wie oft schaust du am Tag auf dein Handy? How often do you look at your phone every day?
Depends on the day. If it's an off day, I kind of look at it maybe about 5-6 hours a day.
Come on.
I mean, yeah.
That's long.
Also yeah, that's
6
long.
Stunden,
yeah, because you got sleep, but then I wake up, it's an off day.
Yeah.
Can't go outside, so... I probably check Instagram a couple of times, get on the phone, talk to my people back home when they wake up.
You're more phone guy or more visual? It's like
I'm
FaceTime.
I'm a FaceTime. Instagram, Twitter, yeah, Snapchat, here and there. I play the video games when my homies wake up.
Yeah.
They have a free weekend. We'll play.
So talk. Play online?
Yeah, online, all day.
So what do you play online? Also spielt online mit seinen alten Kumpels?
Sometimes I play Madden, but I play Call of Duty right now.
Ah, Madden is
football.
NFL,
yeah.
Football. Next number?
23.
Come on. Which is your favorite animal baby?
Treasure.
Was ist dein Lieblingstierbaby? Natürlich ist es Treasure, die Rottweiler Hündin.
We can do 30.
30.
Yeah.
Your biggest bad buy?
I don't really buy much, but I would say sneakers. I really enjoy like...
Okay, also die Frage ist, sein größter Fehlkauf?
Yeah.
Jetzt sagt Troy, ich kaufe eigentlich gar nicht viel, aber Schuhe. Also Sportschuhe, Sneakers?
Yeah, Jordans.
So you're addicted to sneakers?
Yeah, I'm addicted to them. I think, but I don't wear them all.
Also trägt sie nicht? You just look at them? Or
nah, like
in the box?
Like,
or?
Like I'll buy them. So here, I bought a couple pair.
Also hat viele Pärchen Sneaker hier gekauft, ja?
I sent home in Virginia.
You sent them
yeah,
home
to because
hat sie nach Virginia geschickt. So,
yeah.
So they have hills of your
hills,
sneakers
they're
there.
They're just growing in my room. And my mom's like, yo, why you keep buying sneakers? I'm like, for when I get back. She's like, you only back for like 3 months, then you go away again. Because I brought sneakers here.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to bring
buy. So how many pairs of sneakers here?
Do I have 10? 10.
Here?
Here, yeah, 10.
And in Virginia?
Maybe like
more.
Yeah, a lot more.
Okay, next number?
40.
What really gets you nuts? Was macht dich wirklich
What really gets me like nuts? Yeah. Let's see. Not a lot of things really get me mad. My thing that gets me mad is, what really gets me mad is when I know that I'm telling the truth
and nobody believes you.
Still don't believe me. Yeah.
Also er sagt, also das treibt ihn in den Wahnsinn, wenn man weiß, dass man die Wahrheit sagt und andere Leute glauben einem nicht. So they think you're joking or
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
you have an example?
If I took the trash out today and then I happen to put a lot of trash in the new trash bag today.
Yeah.
And then you come to my house and say, "Damn, you didn't take the trash out today." Like, I did take the trash out today. I just put some more in the trash. And then, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. What do you mean, I didn't? I took the trash out today.
Also, es geht um Müll. Er hat ihn rausgetragen, aber es gibt wieder neuen Müll. Und dann wird behauptet, er hätte ihn nicht rausgetragen. Und man weiß, dass man recht hat und die anderen glauben nicht. Okay, next one.
50.
What superhero power would you like to have? Welche Superkraft hättest du gerne?
No, it's crazy. I don't even really watch superhero movies. But one superhero power that I would want to... I really think that I would want to like, I want to fly. I want to fly.
You think a lot for a very simple answer, right?
Because I got like three.
Also erstmal hat er sehr lange überlegt und da kommt, ich möchte gern fliegen. Tell me the other two.
I want to read people's mind.
Gedanken lesen, fliegen, fly, read someone's mind.
And teleport.
From here to somewhere.
Yeah, like teleport, like from here back home.
Fly and teleport.
I would think like the flying would be like if I wanted to fly from like here to Berlin.
Okay.
Right?
But you can teleport.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the same. Like I wouldn't fly from here to Virginia. That's a 7-hour flight.
So you like the travel, so you can fly and see something.
Yeah, like fly to France.
Yeah, okay.
And then fly over the Eiffel Tower.
Like okay.
And sit at the top of it.
Ja, weil ich habe mich gerade gefragt, dass wenn man teleportieren kann, ist ja Fliegen, sagen wir mal, nicht so wichtig. Aber beim Fliegen ist ja das Reisen und am Eiffelturm vorbeifliegen.
Yeah.
What could be your superhero name if you're fly, teleport, and Super Troy.
Okay. Super Troy. Super Troy. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
You would have a cape.
No.
No. Cape is childish.
It is childish, but I watched The Incredibles.
Yeah.
You watched The Incredibles?
Yeah. Oh, cape is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
the cape superhero is they make it.
Die Frage war, ob er, wenn er dann Super Troy wäre, ob er denn ein Cape hätte mit seinem Kostüm. Und er sagt zu Recht, wenn man die Incredibles gesehen hat, dann weiß man, dass man besser kein Cape hat, weil Capes für Superhelden sehr, sehr schlechte Enden haben können. Also, no cape. Two questions more.
I'm going to do 75.
When did you last wear women's clothes?
Never wore women's clothes.
Never?
Never.
Never?
No.
No. Also die Frage war, wann er zum letzten Mal Frauenkleider getragen hat. Leider nein. Last question.
100.
As a child, you wanted to be like? Als Kind wolltest du immer sein wie wer?
As a child, I wanted to be like Michael Jordan. Yeah. Especially when the movie came out. Like Mike, the movie with Lil Bow Wow, he had the shoes, the Jordans, and he would pump them and he put them on and he'd be like, "Yo, make me like Mike." And every time, like when I would go out, that would be like my thing. You know, you hit the fadeaway outside or something.
Also als Kind wollte er immer sein wie Michael Jordan. Es kam der Film raus mit diesen Michael Jordan Schuhen, die man aufgepumpt hat und man konnte dann richtig toll Basketball spielen. Das wär's so gewesen. I ask you a last one that I like. How long did you believe in Santa Claus?
I still believe in Santa Claus.
That's the perfect answer.
I still believe in Santa Claus.
Das war Troy Cobain im Ratiofarm Ulm Podcast Spezialausgabe.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Dankeschön und bis zum nächsten Mal.